T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Popcorn
rip. On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita Sports Daily with Bruce Hertel and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us as we roll into a Thursday edition of Sports Daily. Good to have you with us at 869-1240. That's your Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. Shane Dennis on the other side of the Aljat Chambers producing today as we get going on a Thursday. How are you, Shaner?
Good. I was a little preoccupied last night. Had one of my many fantasy drafts last evening.
Dear. Well, good.
So I was kind of in the venue that I was at, was kind of forced to actually watch that Little League World Series game.
Yeah, there go. There you go.
The Hawaii-Virginia game. Which turned out to be
You were interested in that. Did Virginia continue to pitch?
No, it was 12-9. Hawaii won 12-9. Both pitching staffs got destroyed. Yes. Hawaii moves on into the winner's bracket of the Little League World Series, the American side anyway. And then toward the end of the draft, got to hear the big storm that came through Wichita.
Yes.
Hopefully the hail stayed away from everybody, but it rained pretty hard for a pretty long time, and supposedly there's
a little cool down this morning, though, right?
A lot, yeah. It was 68 degrees when I was driving in. Yeah,
that's really nice.
That was awesome. So,
is that the first feel of fall that we've had?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
and I've looked at the extended forecast too, and some of the daytime highs are barely in the 80s. So it's pretty crazy the cool down. Next Friday,
good.
If you're into such things, not tomorrow, but the next Friday, the high is 75. Now, a lot can change between now and then, but it's not going to get any higher than 87 the next week.
Love it.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That is awesome. That's good.
So it did save me from watching the Royals, who somehow lost 2 out of 3 from the worst team on the planet, the Baltimore Orioles, 8-1. The Royals, in the meantime, though, got one home run, and that matched the Major League record. 258 home runs allowed by the Orioles. With now 35 games left to reset the bar.
You hate losing 2 out of 3 to the worst team on the planet, because I agree they are the worst team on the planet, but it makes you wonder a little bit about yourself, because here's where I am with the Royals right now. We keep talking in terms of, you know, they got some pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got some things that we like to build around. They've got a couple of guys on the staff. They've got a couple of guys here. They got a couple of guys there. And yet they continue to lose games. And they lose games against bad teams.
Well, the guys that we're talking about aren't pitchers, generally.
Right.
And there's the problem.
Right.
Mike Montgomery kind of came down to earth last night. He had a 14-inning scoreless streak going, and then he got knocked around. The Orioles, by the way, hit 4 home runs themselves. And at this point in the season, even the starting pitchers that you do hold out a little hope for, Ned's not going to string them out anymore. I mean, they're going to go 5 or 6 and get out of there. I mean, so almost I would be willing to bet every single game from here on out, the bullpen will be involved, because they're 45-82. There's no need for Brad Keller to be throwing complete games for what? And I tend to agree with that, you know. He's going to get his innings. Jacob Junis, same thing. If Danny Duffy comes off the IL pretty soon, I mean, he's not going to be throwing any CGs anytime soon.
No.
So we're going to have to deal with, live with, and Kyle Zimmer got called back up today because Jake Newberry went on the IL. But we're going to have to deal with Scott Barlow, Tim Hill, Kevin McCarthy, day after day after day. they're gonna get their innings. And last night, Tim Hill gave up 3 runs in 1 inning, and the next 2 guys after him didn't. But it happened the night before too. Keller threw 6 scoreless, and the Royals ended up losing the game, or gave up 1 run, one or the other. No, 6 scoreless, and then the bullpen blew up. So
they're not going to win 60, Shane. They're not going to win 60.
127 down, 35 to go?
Is that right?
Yeah.
35?
Yeah. So they'd have to go 15 and 20 to win 60.
And they haven't played, I mean, they haven't done close to that.
No, they haven't been playing like that. No, huh?
No, they haven't been playing like that all year.
So they've got a weird game today. Who knows how long it'll last. They're going to go to Boston, and they're going to resume a suspended game in the top of the 10th with Mabrys Valoria batting on a 2-1 count. It's 4-4.
Just bizarre. Just bizarre.
You can hear that, whatever you want to call it, right here on KFH today at 12 o'clock. So we'll get a little whiff of Jim Rome, and then we'll get the resumption of an extra inning game at 12 o'clock today, Royals and Red Sox, before KC makes their way to Cleveland. Speaking of terrible teams, another one made history last night, the Detroit Tigers. If you're into such things, the Astros at home hosting the Tigers went into that game as the odds-on favorite to win the game. The odds were minus 560, and the Tigers to win were plus 435.
Yeah.
That's the biggest upset. The Tigers won, 2-1. That was the biggest upset in 15 years. Now, upsets in baseball ring a little hollow to me because there's so many of them played. It depends on who's pitching. And I know
The Orioles beat the Astros in the previously biggest upset of the year.
Correct. Plus 390.
Just like 2 weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
and the big reason why the odds were so long was Justin Verlander was pitching. And he threw a 2-hit complete game, but both hits that he allowed were home runs. And the Astros had a chance to tie it in the ninth, but Robinson Chirinos was thrown out trying to stretch a double into a triple for the last out of the game. And if he would have been safe, he'd have had the cycle. So it could have been possible that the Astros lose a game where Verlander throws a CG and have one of their guys hit for the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
That is a really good lesson in not gambling, kids.
Don't make the last out at third.
Or
there
that.
Are some little league things that still resonate. Just don't make the last out. Not of the inning, bad enough.
The game.
But of the game.
The Astros,
especially when you're in a position to win.
The Astros have been on the losing end of 3 of the 5 biggest upsets, all of which were started by Justin Verlander. And that's no coincidence because Verlander's such a great pitcher. That's why the odds are the way they are.
Yeah, that's why they're such big favorites.
Yeah.
And he pitched well enough last night to live up to that.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize this.
He's so good.
He threw a 2-hit complete game, striking out 11. It was his 7th straight game with 10 strikeouts.
I didn't realize that.
I know.
Wow.
He's rolling.
That is impressive.
He becomes the first pitcher in 2 years to throw a CG and get the loss. The last pitcher was Rich Hill for the Dodgers when he took a perfect game into the ninth against the Pirates and then a no-hitter into the 10th and lost on a walk-off home run by Josh Harrison.
Mm.
Verlander, the first Astros player to take a loss in a 9-inning complete game since Andy Pettit 13 years ago.
God.
Weird game. Astros, in having Chirinos get thrown out at third to end the game, was the only second time in the last 45 years that a player representing the tying run was thrown out to end the game while trying to stretch a double into a triple. So another good lesson to pound home Bruce's
point.
And
I get the whole cycle thing. And it's a I don't know. I guess it's a meaningless game.
Kind of is, actually,
when you get thrown out at third. It's kind of, you know, baseball 101, for God's sakes. First and third, outs of every inning, please.
This is almost, well, I'll just throw this at you. Jeff Passan's report of the note handed down by Major League Baseball to all the teams warning teams and players that sexual enhancers may include PEDs, especially when you buy them at a gas station.
It doesn't get any better than that.
It really, really doesn't.
I mean, really,
a memo warning about the very real risk of over-the-counter sexual enhancement pills, as if trying to...
And what are those players? What are those players? Are they using them on the road?
And there's not a memo sent out to big league baseball teams unless some knucklehead did it and they got popped for it. Do you believe? I don't know if I can believe that, honestly. Golic and Wingo were talking about this, and Golic Jr. said he refused to believe it, that they wanted to intimate that at least two players this year were suspended for performance-enhancing drugs because the banned substances found in their urine came from unregulated products that are oftentimes found in over-the-counter pills for either enhancement or sexual enhancers.
It's so salacious on so many different levels. I mean, welcome to our world.
First of all, if you're taking those, you're an idiot if you're a Major League Baseball player. Go to a doctor if you really care about that sort of thing, and then ask your trainer. And or number two, that's the biggest crock I think I've ever heard for somebody that actually is taking performance-enhancing drugs and trying to blame it on a knockoff of Viagra or Cialis or whatever.
I mean, seriously.
Baseball players are the most least forthcoming when they get nailed for a positive drug test than I think I've ever heard of all the other sports combined.
That's a good point. That you are right. That is absolutely right. Aren't you at the peak of your vitality?
You'd think.
At the age these guys are, for God's sakes. I mean, seriously. But it opens up an incredible can of worms, so let's just leave it at that.
I don't know if it's the same thing, but Golden Tate got 4 games for what he suggested to everybody were fertility pills.
Well, you know, Shane, it's all about these rogue vitamins, supplements. They're all out there. Some of them aren't regulated. I'm taking them. You know, they're not giving me the full information. I didn't know about it. I took it unwittingly because I work in a business where really the health of my body is tantamount and absolutely necessary for me to realize my peak earnings. But you know what? I'm going to just throw some things in there that I don't know about. I'm going to just go ahead and figure that, you know, these people are all have my best interests at heart.
Yeah, everything's on the up and up.
Not going to worry about what I'm putting in my body. I mean, stop it. We're dumb, but we're not that stupid. Stop it. Come on. Be real. It's ridiculous. And if you haven't figured it out by now... Because, I mean, it's not like we don't have plenty of examples.
Look, you go to your trainer. Go to the head trainer. Mm-hmm. Whatever you say to him is confidential, isn't it?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, yes.
Walk in there
be.
And
yes.
Ask him about whatever's in your hand or whatever you're thinking about buying. If you're going to GNC, fine. If you're going to Quick Shop, fine. Whatever. He's not going to say anything. He'll probably be happy that you came in there. That's his
yes.
job. What
exactly.
about this bottle right here? Look at the ingredients and you yeah. tell me if I'm going to get in trouble for taking this. That's not that hard.
Well, you wouldn't think it is.
And so when they keep marching out reasons or things not to take, I mean, there's a first of all, speaking of trainers, I'd be willing to bet on the trainer's door there's a list of substances and things that you can't take. This will get you tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs or get you put on the banned list. cocaine,
you not only
heroin,
have trainers,
marijuana,
well, okay, well,
steroids.
Right.
I mean, people getting nailed for these things.
Obvious things. You not only do you have trainers and a full training staff, you have a full medical staff at your disposal in major league sports, NFL, NBA. I mean, you've got doctors, team doctors. I mean, it's absurd for a player to get dinged on these kinds of things. Absurd.
So, over-the-counter pills, which are served at gas stations, buyer beware.
You might not want to buy things at gas stations.
Those things right by the counter
count on
would
them
borderline
to,
give you a heart attack no matter what they are. As you're checking out at a convenience store, take a look at some of those things. And Major League Baseball is trying to warn their players against buying these things? I mean, I love baseball, but boy, you guys are dumb.
Good
if
Lord,
you're,
people.
If you're taking them or if you expect us to believe that that's why you tested positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, okay.
Fantastic.
Okay. Or you could just give Octavio Dotel or Luis Castillo a call and see what they can get for you.
Allegedly. Although Octavio Dotel, I think, is more likely to have really been on that. There wasn't Luis Castillo just kind of a person of interest or something like that. He wasn't,
I think that's
he
right.
Wasn't technically,
but Dotel is in trouble.
Arrested, but yeah, Octavio Dotel.
He's a former Royal, isn't he?
He is.
Octavio Dotel,
among 12 other teams.
I guess that takes care of any chance for him to be in the Royals Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he kind of sealed his fate there.
Mm.
Just say no, kids.
Good Lord. Well, by the way, Justin Verlander, getting back on the track for a moment, because I love Justin Verlander. He's thrown about 179 innings this year, so he's going to be over 200 again.
Yeah.
Another great year of eating innings at the age of 36, and he's got 239 strikeouts in 178 and two-thirds.
Leading the league in ERA, too.
I mean, my God.
He's not taking anything from gas stations.
13 of his years. That's 13 out of 16, by the way. Full years that he will have eaten 200 innings. Has there been anybody better than Justin Verlander over the last 13 years in Major League Baseball? Guys on the same level, but has there been anyone better than Justin Verlander?
Fountain of Youth guy over the last four or five, getting better.
Unbelievable.
Yep. He had that little hiccup in Detroit for a year or so.
Yes.
Where he looked, frankly, just tired. He looked like he was out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think he'd be hard-pressed to find somebody any better, for sure. Okay, we've got Chris Stapleton coming to IBA tonight, but I've got another pair of tickets. If you can come by and pick them up and go tonight, call 869-1240. Jad will take your call, caller number 7. Chris Stapleton tickets. The concert is tonight, so you got to be able to go and you got to be able to come by and pick them up. What's on Tap is brought to you by Side Pockets at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler. Crispy chicken strips basket on special today for $5.95. The XFL had a team nickname reveal, and Wichita Baseball floated out a possible nickname yesterday. What those two have in common and why social media is such a cesspool. We'll talk about that in a second.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.